These customers expected their accounts to be credited, their wages to be in their bank accounts, and many of these have mortgages or bills that are through direct debit and now will be penalised as a result of missing those payments. So we need two things to happen immediately from Ulster Bank, and that is they need to notify every customer that's affected, and they need to do that without delay. They still haven't been able to say how many people are affected as a result of this. And the second thing is that they need to make emergency money available to these customers so that they have access to what is entitled, what is theirs, what is legally theirs, but they have no access to it because of this IT problem within Ulster Bank. I think then there's a third issue, which is more mid-term to long-term, and that is this is happening far too often with Ulster Bank, and I think there is now a need for the central bank to review the IT infrastructure that Ulster Bank are using. We'll all remember a number of years ago that customers were locked out of their accounts for weeks on end, and then since then there have been a number of other glitches where payments haven't gone through and customers haven't had access to their accounts. So this needs to be rectified for once and for all.
And particularly in this day and age, so many people depend on online banking and using their card rather than cash.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's becoming a frequent thing that there are, you know, payments being missed or transfers that are supposed to go in that aren't happening. And, you know, for people who are working and living week to week, they can't afford not to be paid that day. You know, bills have to be paid, mortgages have to be paid, rent has to be paid, and so on. So, like, they can't afford that inconvenience. Now, we understand in the modern day of IT that you can have glitches, you can have problems, and you can have one-offs. Unfortunately for Ulster Bank, this isn't just a one-off. This is a repeated pattern here, which we were told a number of years ago after customers being locked out of their accounts for 2 years that they were going to invest, upgrade, and this wouldn't happen again. But it's happened now in a smaller way, but it's still happening now all too frequent, and we need to make sure that there is complete confidence in the system that they have and customers have access to their money when they entrust it to the bank in the first place.